This is Joanna Schrader, and I'm with Craig Kloss, the CEO of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Craig, how are you?
I'm great today. Thanks.
It's a beautiful day here in Iowa City.
It couldn't be any better. You know, corn growers have had unbelievable luck for big events. We've been very lucky with rain parting just in time for things to take off. And rains came through last night. Today, the sun is shining, and everybody's ready to roll.
Well, it's exciting. You know, Iowa Corn Growers have sponsored the Iowa State football game. You also sponsored the Iowa State wrestling match and basketball. Why has this been such an important partnership between the corn growers and the University of Iowa and Iowa State?
You know, for us, it's about reaching out to Iowa and consumers, and there is no better platform for us than the Iowa-Iowa State competitions, whether that's football, basketball, wrestling. All eyes today, even if you're not an avid sports fan, all eyes today are on this game in some form. So that means that during the game, we can get out advertising messages and talk about the importance of Iowa's corn-fed economy, what it means to the job outlook and picture here in the state, how ethanol fits into the picture and what that means for us. It's just a really, really good platform for us to reach people when they're doing something really fun, like watching this competitive match.
Now, these fans that are here, from the minute they got up this morning, they've actually been touched by an Iowa corn farmer. You know, there's corn in 4,000 products. There was probably ethanol in the fuel they drove here to the game. You know, there's potentially even corn in the shirt they're wearing. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how important of a role Iowa corn farmers have in every consumer's life.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And a lot of people don't understand that between food, feed, fuel, and fiber, you can find corn in any of those products. Anything that can be made from petroleum can also be made from corn. So, as you mentioned, it could be in our shirts, and it is in many of the shirts that we wear. It could be in the carpeting that's on your floor. Today at the grill out, there's corn starch stuff in the charcoal. There's starch in battery products. You've got it in all the food. Of course, our livestock producers, which is Iowa's number one consumer of corn, you've got it in whether it's the pork or the beef or anything that you're eating today. There's corn in there. Could be it's in the ketchup. It's in the mustard. Look at the label. You'll find corn everywhere. So to your point, everybody has been touched today. And of course, we hope and we know the majority of Iowans, 80%+ of Iowans use ethanol every day, which means everywhere they go, they're using something produced by a corn grower.
Well, I think it's, you know, we shouldn't gloss over the fact that it is September 11th. And I think, you know, biofuels has a component in helping our country achieve energy independence. So in that regard, why are our Iowa corn farmers so important on this day that we remember 9/11?
You know, there is no other liquid form of petroleum product like ethanol that can actually replace foreign-produced oil. And the bulk of our oil comes from countries that are produced that have governments that are not like ours. And so anything that we can do to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, especially from the Middle East, especially on a day like September 11th, certainly we don't want to sensationalize that in any way. And we remember the victims of that, but we were all touched, whether we were there. We all have a connection to that. And it ought to be the situation where we all want very much to figure out a way to not send money to those areas because they don't like us. And so we like corn farmers. They're good for our economy. Like you said, energy independence. The four E's we like to talk about are economy, energy independence, the environment, and, of course, engine performance. And what a better way to do it than fill up with ethanol and reduce your dependence on foreign oil.
Now, Iowa is the number one state in corn production, and you're also the number one state in ethanol production. But have we as consumers even seen what the Iowa corn farmers are going to be producing in the future?
No, I don't even think we've come close. In fact, there are projections that we will at least double our production capacity over the next 20 to 25 years. There is so much potential for us. We've only started to unlock the genetic code of what corn can do, and so we think it can reach some really new heights, which means that we're going to have lots of corn available for all of our livestock needs, all of our ethanol needs, and all of the industrial uses, and of course, all of our food uses that we talked about earlier.
Well, this morning I posted a photo, Craig, of you and Herky at your event last night at Kinnick Stadium. So I think people should understand that you're a good sport because, well, you don't really root for her, do you?
Well, I am an Iowa State grad, and so while it was tough to stand there with Herky, it's all in the spirit of good fun and good, clean competition. Officially today, I'm neutral. You can see what I'm wearing here, and it's this Iowa corn shirt that has both a Hawkeye and a Cyclone logo on it, and that's what it's all about today. It's about bringing Iowans together, and at the end of the day, even though I'm a Cyclone, I'm an Iowan first.
All right, so anything else you'd like to add?
We're looking like we have 900 people coming today to celebrate with the corn growers. That'll be in the crowd of 70,000, and we're looking forward to a really great day.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
Yep, thank you.